When you think about it, there wasn't really a sane or logical reason to attend Austin's satellite rally. But don't take my word for it. Here's rally MC Henry Mazza.
We are all going to basically be standing in the warm Texas October sun to watch television instead of staying home on our perfectly comfortable couches in a pretty misguided attempt to prove our sanity.
And now, please welcome your host, John Stewart!
Whenever John Stewart took the stage in D.C., all eyes in Austin turned to a jumbotron providing a live picture from the National Mall. But there was some local flavor to the event, a handful of local bands, and according to the organizers, some reasonable elected officials, starting with Austin Mayor Lee Leffingwell and Mayor Pro Tem Mike Martinez.
I say it's time to move away from talking over each other and move back to talking with each other.
And whether you're green, libertarian, Republican, Democrat, and whether or not I want to create the chai macchiato half-calf skim party, I can do it, and I can be sane about it.
The nonpartisan event did skew, as Austin does, a bit to the left. There were Bill White campaign workers passing out stickers as people entered the Capitol grounds. One sign asked people to vote straight party Democrat. And Austin Congressman Lloyd Doggett, while not saying what party to vote for, had his own idea of which one was saner.
We gather without regard to party affiliation today, though increasingly I find that research, if it is fact-based rather than ideologically driven, in other words, reality seems to have a slight Democratic bias.
But overall, the attendees seem to be making a case for a calm, middle-of-the-road approach, including people like Jeff Smith, whose sign read, "We drove all the way from Austin to be here."
Well, we were just trying to think of the most rational sign we could make for the rally to restore sanity. What's more sane than driving all the way from Austin to get here?
The Tea Party movement got its start at several local rallies in April 2009. No one is proclaiming the sanity rallies will have the same effect on our political discourse. But then again, not many people thought those initial 2009 rallies would be able to sustain their energy to this year's elections. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.